We are on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, the two lines from the bottom. The Mishnah says as follows: Shalosh Arotzeis LeNisuin. There are three distinct lands Lagabi Nisuin. What does Rashi say? Shalosh Arotzeis Hein BeEretz Yisrael Chalukais LeInyan Nisuei Isha. They have different halachas. Sheim Nosa Isha BaAchas Mehem. He cannot force her to go to another Eretz, the three different Arotzeis, three different lands. If she was married in one land, he can't force her to go to another land. Yehuda ve'eva hayardein v'agolu. Ein meitzin meir leir u'mikrach lekrach. That means he was living in the ear, let's say, in Yehuda. He wants to go to Golul, to an ear. He can't force her to go there. If he was living in a krach in Yehuda, he can't force her to go to a krach in Golul. Avol ba'isa ha'oretz, but in the same eretz, in Yehuda alone, meitzin meir leir u'mikrach lekrach. He can force her to go to a different ear or to a different krach. Avoloi meir lekrach, voloi mikrach leir. But he can't force her, if the marriage was when he was living in a ear, he can't force her to live in a krach, or the living in a krach, he can't force her to live in a ear. Meitzien minova horo lenova hayofe. If he was living in a bad area, he can be forced to go to a good area. Avoloi minova hayofe lenova horo. Abshimen Gamliel Leimer, af loi minova ro lenova yofe, mimnei shehanova hayofe boidik. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ein meitzin mizu lezu, from one eretz to another eretz, loy meir leir, veloy mikrach lekrach. Krach godol meir, v'hum mokim shvokim, this is a place where there are marketplaces, mikol svivov, boim sham leschoyre, v'chol dovo motzi boi. A krach, all the whatever you want to find, whatever you want to purchase, you can find it in the krach. Avoloi meir lekrach. Bigmore meforish taime, why not? Shehanove hayofe boidik. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, anove hayofe boidik, es haguf lemi shebo minove ro mitoich kach chaloim boim olov. That means if a person got used to novero, so his goof cannot tolerate a different type of a diet and a different type of a living. Shanove hayofe boidik as a goof, that means the goof cannot tolerate this type of a living. Therefore, he'll get sick, so therefore he can't force her. Agavuche, the Ran brings down from the Rambam a different pshat, an interesting pshat. Rambam zal kosa v'perik yud gimel milchas ishis v'loy meiro liyofe koin tamshim gamlio Bimnei shehi tzricha lehitopel v'livdek atzmo benova yofe kedei shloitei be'enov kala uka'ura. That means if you're living in a, you have to live according to the standards of the neighborhood. So that means if they were living in a novero, some emela, she didn't have to get dressed fancy and make sure to be boidik herself and to be metapel with herself. And another, everyone wash my piss, and that was also good. But now in another yofa, now already there's a pressure on her. She hitzricha li topa v'livdek atzma b'nava yofa, k'day shleitei b'ein av kala k'ura. That's how the Rambam says pshat. Now let us see Taisvis, before we see the Gemara further. Shalosh arotzeis l'nisuin, Taisefte b'med dvorem amurim, bizman shahoya miyehude, pe'ireis biyehude, oy ben golel she'ireis begolel. That means that both of them lived in Yehuda, or both of them lived in Golo, so he cannot force her after the wedding to go to a different Oretz. Avo ben Yehuda she'ires be'golo, oy ben Golo she'ires be'Yehuda, kaifenoy selotze shamanas kainos. But if he lechatchila came from a different Oretz, so that's understood that she's going to go and live with him. So Mamela, then the halach of Shalei Sharotzis and the Suim do not apply. Zok the Gemara, Bishleima Mikrach Leir. Now we can understand if they were living in a krach. He was talking about in the same Oretz. If they were both living in a krach, and he wants that she should now live in a ear, so we can understand why he can't force her to live in the ear. The bekrach shrichi kol mili, be'ir loy shrichi kol mili. That means everything you want to get, you can get in the krach. And the ear is, there's not too many things available. There's no markets over there. So we can understand that if she was living in the krach, he can't force her to live in the ear. Ela me'ir lekrach my time. But if they were living in a ear and now he wants to move to a krach, so adarabe, it's iluyimalye, it's a better place. You can purchase all necessities. Mesaile Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, dom Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, minayin sheyishivas krochim koshem. Difficult to live in a krach, shenema v'yevolchu ha'om l'chol ha'noshim ha'misnadvim l'shevis b'Yerushalayim. It's a very interesting pasuk. First of all, you see that those who wanted to live in Yerushalayim, they were misnadvim. I mean, not everyone wanted to. You had to have nedivis halev to agree to live there. And the people were so enthused that they're living there, they gave them a broche. Vayivolchu ha'om l'chol anoshim ha'misnadvim l'shevis b'Yerushalayim. But it's a difficult type of a life. Now, what is the difficulties living in a krach? Let us see. We have a machloikis Rashi in the Rabbeinu Yoinim. Yeshivas krochim kosher. Shakel misyasvim shom. Everyone lives there. It's the doichke. So it gets very crowded there. Mekarvim abotim zulazu. And this is not a suburb. This is the houses are one next to the other. Ve'ein sham aver. It's pollution over there. There's no luft over there. Abu be'ir. Yesh di, you have country, you have nature. Yesh kinai, so pardesim smuchim labatim. Ba'aviran yofe. This is a life. That's how Rashi says pshat. Rabbi Yehine says another pshat. In the krochim nimkorim habgodim vadvorim biyoker. The things it's more expensive to live in a krach. Ba'oid shebekrochim tzrichim bnei odom lisnaig b'mailes ha'yeshirim. There you have to, if you're living in a krach, so there's a different standard of living. Bein bohitzo, how much you spend, bein bemalbush, it's a different, you wear different clothing, this is a krach is already, you can't wear in Manhattan that you wear in a small hick town, so that is why, if she doesn't want to go to a krach, he can't pour some. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, "Af loy minove ro lenove yofe," a place that was the it was ro, and now he can't force her to go to nove yofe. Neishanova yofe boidik. My boidik kedishmu damoshmu shini vest tchilas chilei mayim. That if a person changes his lifestyle, and even though it's a better lifestyle, that means during the week he eats dvorim chusim, and Shabbos he eats better foods, but the body that is used to the lifestyle of an oni during the week, so Shabbos, by changing this, his body is not used to this, and this brings about chaloyim. Kosov b'sefer ben Siro. It says in Sefer ben Siro, kol yemei oni roim. Now this is a posuk in Mishlei. V'ike shabosos v'yomim tovim. The Shabbos is what kol yemei onim roim. So during the week it's kol yemei, all the days of oni aroim. It's difficult. But ike Shabbos is yomim tov. Shabbos and yom tov. There's tamchi Shabbos. I mean, you get good meals for Shabbos. How can you say kol yemei oni roim? That's also get better meals on Shabbos. His body is not accustomed to these type of meals, and he gets sick from that also. Ben Siro imer af leilois. Not only are the yemei oni roim, the nights are also roim. Bishval gagim gagoy, since he's an oni, so he can't afford to have a high roof, so his roof is lower than all the other gagim, so mamela, the rain that drips off from all the other gagim falls on his roof, so mamela, he has the brunt of all the rain, not only that's falling directly on his roof, but from all the other houses, it drains on his roof. Ubamaraim horim karmoi, and the kerem, he cannot buy a kerem, can't afford a kerem in the valley, he can only afford a kerem, bimroim horim, that's all the way up on the mountains, is memela mimta gagim legagoi, meofa karmoi lekomin. So the rain of that falls on the other gagim eventually ends up on his gag, and may offer kalmoi lekromim, and he fertilizes his kerem, and it seems it doesn't remain by his kerem, it goes, since it's b'mreim horim, so it seems it slides off and it falls off his kerem, and it goes to the other kromim. So that's the not only the yomim, the leilis are also roim. Let us see Rashi. Shini ves afilu l'tayve b'mreim horim karmoi she'en b'yodim mo meliknais b'mokim tayve. We can't afford to purchase a suitable house, a suitable kerem. All the fertilizer that he invests in his kerem, so the leleis are also roim. Now, the emerson, this gemara is very interesting. Rav Shimon Gamliel said that one cannot force minova ro lenova yofe, ibnei shanova yofe boidik. And that means you get chaloim from the shini vest. My boidik, kedishmu dama shini vest, chiles chayle meyai. Fine. So now we know pshat in Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Ran says, according to the Rambam, we said a different pshat, Sugma gives a different marshal, but the many difficulties that one encounters from going from another Roh to another Yoh. Fine. So we're finished already. Now, Kosev B'Sefer Ben Sira, Kol Yemei Oni Roim, V'Ike Shabbos V'Yemitoim, Kiddi Shmuel. Now, we're back to Shmuel. And then, in Ben Sira Oimer, Afleilois, the Leilois is also difficult, B'Shval Gagim Gage, Moim Horim Kalmoi. So, why do we have to bring Ben Sira? How does Ben Sira come in over here? We just put the Memra of Shmuel, and Ben Sira seems to say another thing. First we brought the Memra of Shmuel, and that's Pshat in the Pasuk. And then Ben Sira said another Shtik Teire, which has nothing to do with our Gemara. So, I mean, Hanigei alone, there was Shmuel's memory, so we started with Shmuel's memory. So the floor says, Tatasanta Pshat, the Gemara wants to bring that Shmuel's memory is a posik, Shlema Melech HaTaskizot, Kol Yemei Oniroim, Kol, so the Kol is Marbe. So what the Kol is Marbe, Filu Shabosuv Yomim Toivim. So that's what Shlomo Melech is telling us. That Afilu Shabbos and Yom Tov is also Roh. Because, now what reason is Shabbos and Yom Tov Roh? Because Shini Vest brings about those. Now, why, so how does Ben Sira come in? So the Aflo says that Emerson, what's the right that Kol is Marbe is Shabbos is Yomim Tovim? Have she call us Marba Leilois? Call ye me on Ibrahim. Just like we say, call ye me Chayecho, me Chayecha Yomim, call ye me Chayecha Leilois. So, Mele, so you don't see from the Posik that the Yisod of Shmuel, Shini Vest, who says it's going on Shabbos Yomitayim, it's going on Leilois. So he says, if it would be going on Leilois, so what did Ben Sira say? So the Pasuk tells us that. Ben Sira said, Leilois are also Roim. That's Ben Sira's Eshtik Teire. So from Ben Sira we see, so what is the Kol Marbe? Not Leilois. The Kol is Marbe, Shabbos Yomitayim. So the Gemara is saying, we see from Shlomo HaMelech that the Yisod of Shmuel, that Shini Vest, is Tchilas Cholei Ma'ayim. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Hakel Malin Le'eretz Yisrael. And Rashi says, Hakel Malin es kol b'nei beisoi odom koife lalois v'leishev imoi birushaloi. So the sheet explains as follows. Rashi is saying, Hakel Malim, the Hakel is not going on the Malim, it's going on the Oilim. That means, Malin es kol b'nei beisoi. One can bring kol b'nei beisoi. That means he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. He wants to be a Noila. His wife doesn't want to go. He can be kai for her to go to Eretz Yisrael. The children don't want to go. He can be kai for them. So hakel malim es kol hakel is going on the oilam, not on the malim. Yemalin hakel. As kol b'nei beis yodam koyfe lalois. V'leishev imoy birushaloi. Now, kan sheil haben, we're not speaking about Yerushaloyim. We're speaking about Eretz Yisrael. So why did Rashi bring in Yerushalayim? We'll see that later. That in Eretz Yisrael Gufi, it could be malat Yerushalayim. But, how did Yerushalayim come in? Hakol Malim Eretz Yisrael. So Shit Megabesis wants to say, Hakol Malim means that you could be kaifer. You could force them. There's a din kfiyah. So he says, La Eretz Yisrael Gufe, where he wants to go, you can't force the Bnei Bayit. That means he's living in Chutz Loretz. He wants to go and live in Bnei Brak. And she doesn't want to live in Bnei Brak. She wants to live in Chveis and Beit Shemesh. So Memele, so he can force, he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, fine, Eretz Yisrael, there's any Yishev Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah Yishev, but I don't want to go to Bnei Brak, I can go. So Hakel Malim is a Loshen Kviyah. The Bais says, I can force from what he wants to do. So the only Kviyah to be Oyla, to Eretz Yisrael, there's one city that you can force to go. That's Yerushalayim. That's what Rashi said. That is a Kviyah Gemura. That's what Rashi hopped on this Moshe. But because by the other Ayoris, he can force to go to Eretz Yisrael, but he can't force to the city which he wants to go to. Ve'ein akel metziyim. But if they're there already, you can't force to leave. Now, echad anoshim ve'echad hanoshim. Echad anoshim ve'echad hanoshim. Afe isha, now speaking about the malim, it seems. Afe isha koife ez bailo lalais velodo sham. The wife can, if she wants to be an oila, he's very happy in chutzlot. She wants to be an oila. Noshim mechava v'yiseh ha'oretz, we see from the Bnei Slavchot. Al kaponim, afe isha kaifes ba'lo lalais v'lodo sham, v'im lav yoytzi v'yitin, k'subik l'toni b'b'raise b'gmore b'edye. An isha ke be kaife ba'ilo. I mean, echad anoshim, the anoshim ke be kaife the noshim, and the noshim ke be kaife the anoshim. Nosa Isha Be'eretz Yisrael. Now we're going to speak about Chayshe Mishpatik in Yonim. Nosa Isha Be'eretz Yisrael. V'girsho Be'eretz Yisrael. That means the Mokim Heishaivis was in Eretz Yisrael. We'll just give a stickle akdomim. The Mois Kaputkiye was the Madbeyes were larger than the Madbeis of Eretz Yisrael. So that means if a person paid up a ksube with Mois Kaputkiev, he got a better deal. That means the... So here we're saying as follows. Nosa isha be'eretz Yisrael. Ve'girsho be'eretz Yisrael. The mokim is chayvis was in Eretz Yisrael. The Gviya was in Eretz Yisrael, Noisin lo mimois Eretz Yisrael. So he pays her mimois Eretz Yisrael. And this the Shit Mekebetze says, that the Tanis come to tell us a Chiddush. Even though the Maise, these two people, lived in Kaputkiyah, and it seems the whole stay in Eretz Yisrael, from the Nisuyim till the Gerishin, was only an Aroistic yeshiva over there. So I was thinking, you'd say these people are Kaputkidike people. The God, they were in Eretz Yisrael. So it says, no. If the Shibud was Chal in Eretz Yisrael, and the Gerishin was in Eretz Yisrael, less man the Polig. The money that is paid for the Ksuba is Eretz Yisrael, the Kemoni, not Kaputkidike money, which was larger Madbeis. Nosa isha be'eretz Yisrael, v'girsha be'kaputkiye, noisen lo mimois eretz Yisrael. Now here, we can understand the aloha, because the shibud was chal in eretz Yisrael. So memele, since the shibud was chal in eretz Yisrael, so he gives him eretz Yisrael the kemoni. Nosa isha be'eretz Yisrael. Yeah, that's v'gish, because there's some nice eretz Yisrael. Nosa isha be'kaputki. V'girsha be'eretz Yisrael. Now here it says, Achidish noisin lo mimois eretz Yisrael. Now you don't call Bosa the Shibud, you go Bosa the Mokim HaGviyah, and we'll see later in the Gemara, this is Mikulei Ksube, that they were Mekul, that whatever Oifen will be more kal for the piroim, so they were mekul. So here you go, bosa the mokim agviya. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel oima noisin lo mimois kaputkiya. Rab Shimon Gamliel holds ksubes adiraisa. So there's no kulish. So if the nisuin was in kaputkia, the mokim hashibud was in kaputkia, so this chayvus was on kaputkia the kemat beis, which are larger than Eretz Yisrael the kemat beis, and so it doesn't matter where the mokim agvi is. No se ishe be kaputkia, be girshe be kaputkia, no isen lo mimois kaputkia. Zogt Rashi, mois kaputkie, gdoi lois, bishoik lois, yoisa, mishal Eretz Yisrael. They're larger and they weigh more than the Eretz Yisrael, the kemoni. Hakel malin lasuye mai. Now you could bring up everyone. You can force everyone to go up. Lasuye avodim. This is coming to tell us that he can force his Eved also to come up. Lasuye Evodim, Oyoloi Eved Ivri, he possessed an Eved Ivri, Yelech Eved Achov Al Kolchoi. That means, even though when they purchased the Eved, he was living in Chutz Loretz, and that he sold himself for an Eved, but now he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, so the Eved has to go along with him. He can't say, I sold myself in Chutz Loretz. He has to go along with him. Frag the Gemore, Leman de Toni Avodim Behedye. Now it seems there was a girs in the Mishneh, Echad Anoshim, Vechad Anoshim, Vechad Avodim. The Rif brings down such a girs, so according to this girl, so we know Avodim already. Lasuye mai, lasuye minova hayofe lenove horo. That means that in Chutz Loretz they were living in a very nice neighborhood, and then in to go to Eretz Yisrael, it's not such a nice neighborhood. That's the hakel. So the hakel is marbe, afilu minova yofel and nova haro. Ve'ein hakel meitziyim lasuyei mai. Now, ve'ein hakel meitziyim, that means if in Eretz Yisrael they want to go out from Chutz Loretz, ein hakel meitziyim, lasuyei eved sheborach michutz la'oretz la'oretz. Speaking about an eved knani, that ran away from Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael. He wants to live in Eretz Yisrael. Tomrine lei, and now Shane Geschäft is thus, he says, the Odin lives in Chutz Loretz. The Eved ran away to Eretz Yisrael. So now it says in the Mishnah, Ein Moitzien, the Odin cannot force the Eved to leave Eretz Yisrael. He stays in Eretz Yisrael. The Amrina Lei will tell the Odom, Zabnei Hoche Bezil Mishem Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. You don't want to live in Eretz Yisrael, well that's your decision, but your Eved Knani wants to live in Eretz Yisrael, so he's not Mechuyev to go back to Chutz Loretz, and what should you do with the Eved? You should sell him in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Eved is entitled to be Boicher Eretz Yisrael. That a mitzvah says is as man gromit, so it's also mitzvah in this mitzvah. Let us see what Rashi says. No Rashi. Let us see Taisvitz. Hochi garsinim b'chol ha-sforim, amrinen lei zavnei hoche, v'zil mishem yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We tell the Odin, you don't want to live in Eretz Yisrael, that's your option, but the Eved is not mechuyev to go back to Chutz Loretz. Meforish Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yontek. Avol gav de garsinim b'ha-sheleach, Ahu avde de borach l'Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara relates a maisa, and Eved ran away to Eretz Yisrael. Ose morei abasrei. So the Odin came after him. He wants to schlep him back. Also Lakami the Rabami. Omar Lei, so Rabami said, Nichtev loch shtora adme. Listen, you can't schlep him back. So Nichtev loch shtora adme. Let him write a shtar that he owes you how much he's worth. And that means he'll pay you up eventually when he gets money, and you should be meshacher him. That means, so he'll give you, let's say the Abaknani is worth $1,000, so he'll give you a shtar chayvus of $1,000, and you be meshacher him, but you leave him in Eretz Yisrael. Biloy, and if you're not masking to this, mafkan loch midrab ochi ba yashio, the dorish al taske ebed al adoino bebed shaboch mechutz loretz loretz Yisrael. Or else, if you're not masking to this, we'll go further. He doesn't have to write for you a shtar adme, we'll be able to force you to be meshacher. That's what it says in Gittin. And here it says, "Va'ochle mefkanalei minei." Here we don't take the evid away from him. Alamrinin le zil zovne go sell him in Eretz Yisrael. So these two sugyas don't stem. Our Gemara says that you can't slip him back to Chutz Loretz, but so sell him in Eretz Yisrael. And there it seems to say you have to be mishacher him. If you'll be cooperative, we'll be with money, and if won't be cooperative, we'll be without money. So Tosfos answers, "Hosa ma'irish lehoya moitzi beretz Yisrael lemiyimka lekach koma nichtiv loch shtor adme." That means that fakert agemore is the anhogeri shayne. Agamore, you go and you sell them. If you can sell them, you sell them. If you can't sell them, so what happens now? So then it's Nichtav Shtor Adme. That's the Gemara in Gittin. Deim Loikai. You have to say that the Seder is Lechatchila. If you'll find a coin, you should sell them. Im leikain kol avodim yafkiu atzma midei adinim shivuchu loretz. That means like this. If you'll say that, like the Gemara in Gittin kipshutai, so it's a shrek lechamaisis. So all avodim, all aveknanim can cause that, that they'll be free. They just want Teretz Yisrael and finish. And now, you have to be mishacherim. So by the shtar, so that's a modna maise. So al kochoch the din is you sell him. That's the din. So what does he have to run away for? That means he'll be. So I would say he'll be an eved. But the Gemara in Gittin says if he can't, we can't find a koine, then there's a din lichtev shtar adme. That's how Tosfos learned. Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yontev. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, the high zvina doch alav mechira mamish lacherim, elo laatzmoi, meine nichtav shtora admei. Rabbeinu Tam says that no faker, agamor does not mean to sell to someone else. Agamor means to sell to himself. So the flaws mevaya, over here. That in the posik from Leisaskir Eved al Adoinov, the posik tells us if an Eved runs away from his Odin to Eretz Yisrael, so the whole Shibud is Nifka. The Gemara says he has to write a Shtar Shichot to him. What's with Leilim Bem Yavaydu? We're playing around with the Isis. So the law says that he's not allowed to work with him. The shibud is nifka. That's the poskit leisaske eved ladoino. That if an eved runs away from chutzlos, he wants to live in Eretz Yisrael, so automatically the shibud is nifka. You have to write a shtar shich. Lechatchila will, if you'll be cooperative, we'll tell him to lichtev shtor admei. If not, so you have to mishachre him
But the Rabbi Netam held these chaylik, you can't sell them for an evet. He's always evet. That was nischadish in the posik. Leisaske evet ladoina. Hakel malim liyerushalayim. You're mala everyone. They're living in Eretz Yisrael already. But you can force to live in Yerushalayim. Stam Yerushalayim is more Kaddish than all other Ayoris. You eat Kachim Kalim, mainly this Kaddishus Yerushalayim. Is that the Hakel, Lasuya Mai, Lasuya Minova, Hayofel, and Nova Haro. The Ain Hakel, Maitzi, and Lasuya Mai, you don't take out from Yerushalayim, Lasuya Filu Minova Haro, the Nova Hayofel. That, they wanted, that means, the Isha or the Ish wants to live in another Yofa Chutzil Yerushalayim. So, you can't be Maitzi. If one of the Tzodim, one of the Bnei Bayis wants to remain in Yerushalayim, even though it's another Rom, so you can't be Maitzi. I did the Tone Reishe, so Lachaira, then the whole thing is Miyuta. If it says I can force you to go to Yerushalayim from an Anovi Yofa to another Rom, so Vashtaitzach, if you're in Yerushalayim, I can force you to go out because of Anovi Yofa. But I did the Tone Reishe, I'm Metzin, Tone Seifa Nami, I'm Metzin. The Reishe says, I'm Metzin, it comes to Talzavit Sheborach. The Sefer's coming, so he said the same Losh, name Metzim, but here it means Minove Ro, Unove Yofe. Zot Rashi, Va'aydi de Tona, Dilo Misha Minove Ro, Unove Yofe, La Yitzvah. This then I don't need. Kivan Dash mean in the Malin Minova Yofel and Nova Haro Koshkain they made see in Afila Minova Yofel. Yeah. What does Taisper say? Ein Akel Metzien La Suye Mai. Vim Taima, Faktoisus Amailoi Meshani, like this the Gemara says, Aidi, Asuye Eved Sheborach Yerushalayim. Talking about an Eved Sheborach Yerushalayim. And the Odin wants to take him out of Yerushalayim. He wants to live in Bnei Brak. No, the Eved wants to live in Yerushalayim is, you live in Yerushalayim, ki the Rabbin Elel, vein akel meitzi in the Reish. V'yeshloime di Yerushalayim leka lemei mahochi. In onu roitzim shi'avodim b'Yerushalayim yeisa midai ela miyuchosim fakelt. That means that we don't l'chayre, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, now it's very unclear, but I mean, if we're speaking about that the Eved ran away from Chutzlo to Yerushalayim. So then we mentioned before, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a mitzvah l'shacharay. You're not allowed to use them for an evet. So, but he's not a miyuchas l'maise. So in Yerushalayim we don't want, a charuri is not a miyuchas. So we don't want him in Yerushalayim. So the Odin wants to get him out of Yerushalayim or be in Eretz Yisrael. So the Odin can zicha force him to leave Yerushalayim. There's no inyan to have him in Yerushalayim. And if they were lechatchila living in Yerushalayim, they will chatzil living in Eretz Yisrael, then it's go posh to taste it. Or chatzil living in Eretz Yisrael, so b'chal no din leisaskir. Now, David wants to live in Yerushalayim, so we don't want to abode in Yerushalayim either. Yeah. Zot the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbono, who Aimer Lalois, he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. Behi Aimer Shaloi Lalois, and she doesn't want to go. She wants to remain a Chutzlois. Kaifen Oisa Lalois, so he forced her to be Aila. Bim Lav, Teitze Beloik Subir. So upon him, it's Teitze Beloik Subir. I don't know klar how the kaifen works. There's a psak kaifen. I don't know if it's kaifen b'mili. I don't know klar exactly how the kaifen works. Then being lav, it seems if the kvi was not successful, a kaponim, then he gives her a get without a ksubit. He a meres lalois. The other way around. He a meres lalois. She wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. Who a meres shaloi lalois. He wants to remain a chutz lalois. Kaifin a yisei lalois. We force him to go to Eretz Yisrael. Vim lav yeitzi v'yitin ksubit. He a meres lotzeitz. She wants to leave Eretz Yisrael. Who a meres shaloi lotzeitz. Kaifin a yisei shaloi lotzeitz. Vim lav teitze b'loi ksubit. Uaim elotzeis v'yemeres shaloi lotzeis kaifin a yisei shaloi lotzeis not to leave Eretz Yisrael. Vim lav yeitzi v'yitin ksubit. Lotzeis la'aloi sekrashim mechutz lorets lorets v'chein mishar gvulim l'irishaloyim. Lotzeis mirushalayim legvulim may eretz lechutz laoretz al kaponim. They have a tviya and they can further to remain in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim. Who aim alaloi sektaisvitz? Einei noyeg bizman hazeh. So this whole aloche that we kaife. And let's see, the Yaitzei Meksube or Dos, she can further get. This is not Noig Bezmanazer. Dikes Akonas Drochim. That means Bezmanazer, this involves us Akonas, so there's no Tviye to be Eila. Vohoyoima Rabbeinu Chaim, the Arshav Einei Mitzvah Lode Be'eretz Yisrael. There's no mitzvah bizmanein to live in Eretz Yisrael. Ki yesh kama mitzvahs atluyes boretz. V'kama oinshin. Vein onu yecholim lizoyer bem. V'lamay dalayim. So Rab Chaim, Rabbein Chaim said a gewaldike zach that the dinei, the mitzvahs atluyes boretz are difficult to be mekayim. So Mamela, a person goes there, he gets involved in the surim. So Mamela, there's no din kviya bechlau. He oimeres lotzeis, koifen oiso, teima ma'ilye beretz Yisrael, afilu bishar arotzis nami, Haich tuchel adochke lotzis min kaimai. Bishloim adoch afilu midova haro lenova hayofi. So then she could force him, but Eretz Yisrael to chutz laaretz or from Yerushalayim legvulim, she can't force. Now we hear in the Mishnah the oifen of Tashlumi Aksube. Nose Isha. So we had like this. If he married her in Eretz Yisrael, gave her get in Kaputkiye, you go bosa where the Shibut was. She gave Eretz Yisrael the Kemani.
She was married in Kaputkin with Zgarish Neretz Yisrael. You go both for the Mokim Agvir. In fact, the Gemara, Hogufe Kash. Ktoni, we learned, Nosa Isha Beretz Yisrael, the Girsha be Kaputkiyom. Noisin lo, Mimois Eretz Yisrael. Alma, Boso, Shibuda Azlin. You go in the, according to the Mokim where the Shibud was Chal. Eimo Seifer, let us see the Seifer. Nosha Isha Bekaputkiye, Vigirsho Be'eretz Yisrael. Noisin lo Mimois Eretz Yisrael. Alme Boso Gevainazlin. We go Boso the Mokim Agviye. So the Mishnah is very not consistent. Omarabe Mikula Iksube Shonoka. The fakel, this halacha, this non-consistency, originates from there are since Ksube Zadarabonon, so there are kulis. So the Oifen Hayoise Kal to pay up the Ksube, either it's because the Mokim Agviya was in a Mokim Kal, or the Shibud was in a Mokim Kal, so you could always have the Kulis of the Mokim Kal, Mikule Ksube Shonakam, Kosova Ksube Darabon. They hold Ksube Zadarabon. What does Rashi say? Mikule Ksube Shonakam, Kam Ikilu Biksube, Bizu achas mi kulei ksuba. This is one of the kulei ksuba. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said, we look where the shibud was chal. Noisin lo mi mois kaputkiye. That means if the shibud was in kaputki and the gerishin was in Eretz Yisrael, you go basa the shibud. Kosova, he holds ksube di erais. He holds ksube za di erais. So my mail is that there's no kule ksubes. Tono rabon, hamoitzi shtar choyv al chaveiroi. What is the din if a person is moitzi shtar choyv al chaveiroi? Now, shtar choyv is choyshe mishpedika alochis without kulis. Is kosu by Babel, if the was written in Babel, that means, so the mocking Maksiva was in Babel, so that means the Shibud was Chal in Babel, Magbeyo Mimois Babel, so then you have to pay Mimois Babel, we go Bosa the mocking Mashibud. Kosu by Eretz Yisrael, Magbeyo Mimois Eretz Yisrael. Kosov by Stam. But if it was written in the Stam, Bechlal, the Mokim Aksive, was omitted. It doesn't say Bechlal where it was written. Kosov by Stam is a Tzioi Bebovel, so then we go back to the Mokim Gvir. It's here be Bovel, Magveyu Mimois Bovel, it's here be Eretz Yisrael, Magveyu Mimois Eretz Yisrael. So the Shita Mekabetus explains that Gufe, that they omitted the Mokim Aksive, was done with an intent, with a purpose, because they were Megaladas, that they wanted the Moi should be Mokim Agviye. It means even though later we'll find out where the Mokim Aksive is, but that's irrelevant. Lemaise, the omission of the Mokim Aksive is giving us a message that the Madbeya should be from the Mokim Hagviya. Gavurcha, the Shita speaks out, if I don't know where the Mokim Aksive is, so it's Eidish at Yochel Azimom. So you can't be Mazam Deidim. So he says by Momen, you can never be Mazam Deidim because you don't need Rishav Hekire and you never know the Zman either.
So maybe there's no din of Eidish at Yochel Azimun by Shtar. I can be ma'achad as man. Now, till now we were speaking about what type of money, what type of money, that means the money from which Medina should be used for the Piroin Achot. Kosov by Kesef Stam. What if it was written Kesef Stam? That means it was not written what matbeis were used, how much was, what matbeis were used. Let's see, Kosov by Kesef Stam. Meya Kesef. Buloi Pirish im Sloim. In Dinrim, in Pundien, it doesn't say, I mean, what type of coins were...
Kosov by Kesef Stam. Meya Kesef. Now, Meya Kesef, we know it's 100. 100 of what? It matters what type of coin we're speaking about. It's a gewaltige difference if we're speaking about half dollars, dollars, quarters, dimes, nickels. 100 kesef is ma sheyirtze loive magveyu. So then, whatever the loive wants to give him is, he can give him. It's a stamp. Ma she'ein kein b'ksube. Ahai. אמר רב משאר שהרשע לפוק נשים גם לי אודו מרק סובה די הרייס. That means as follows. המייצ, we had the first הלוך, we'll come back to this in Kosovo by Kesef Stam. המייצי, we had המייצי שתרחי ועל חברי. Kosovo by Bovel, מטבעו ממויס Bovel. That means if the star tells us that the Moki Mashibud was in Bobel, so the coins which are being used to pay up the Chayiv should also be Bobel Dike. So, Filta is the Bereise, Masha Ein Kein B'Ksube. By Ksube, we hold Ksube Da Abonon, and it doesn't necessarily, so even though the Shibud was in Bobel, we can pay Eretz Yisrael Dike coins. And not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now we'll go back to this din. Kosov by Kesef Stam, Mar Sheyirtze Loive Magbeil. Whatever the Loive wants to give, he can give. Any coin. Vafilo Isrin, Rashi says. He can give Isrin. Isrin, it seems, is the smallest kesef sticky coin, and so he can give Isrin. It says 100 kesef, he can give Isrin. Frag the Gemore ve'eimo nasche. How do you know that kesef means coins? You're going to go down the list, the smallest coin. Maybe it means a piece of silver. 100 pieces of silver. They menasche chatiches kesef hoy lekach loy pirish. So memele fakelt. If we're speaking about coins, so it's very unclear. Coins is we have a large range of coins from the smallest to the largest. But maybe it means pieces of kesef. It seems there was a standard size. Oma Rabbeloza Dursibe Madbeyo. It said Madbeyo also. It said Kesef. It said 100 Madbeyo Shal Kesef Mustaman. So Mamele, but we can still use the smallest Madbeyo, the smallest silver coins, you can pay up with Israel. The aim of Priti. Maybe it means prutitz.
Omar Apope priti de kaspe loy of the inchi. People do not make putas out of kesef. Now let us see Rashi. Ve'eime priti ve'toymar sheyiten loy nechoshes and will give nechoshes loy kesef shove meya putas.
Now, I'd like to make a shtickle ha'or on this Rashi. There was written in the shtar, Rashi had brought down before, Kosa boy kesef stam, meyo kesef. That's what's said, meyo kesef. Now, kesef is very vague, meyo kesef. The most said maybe it means pieces of silver. The most said no. It said meyo matbeyo shel kesef. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema priti, maybe means putas. So Rashi says in the first lotion, V'toyma sheitan lo'y nechoshes, Shem Shemayim. How could you say pshat? The second pshat in Rashi is understandable. Oikesef shove meya putas. That means the meya is going, meya matbeis. And kesef, that means he'll give kesef that's worth the amount of meya putas. So there, so the matbeye could mean a matbeye shel nechoshes. Kesef means he'll pay up with kesef, but the value of the kesef is meya putas. So that I understand. But the first lotion of Rashi is very unclear. How do we understand kesef? Is to give a matbeish on the chayshes. It could be that the Zamir de Meiri, in the beginning of Masechtas Kedushin, the Meiri says we have to understand as follows, that the matbeis bizman chazal, the coins bizman chazal, their value was determined by the amount of silver content that was in the matbeya. That means a nisa had a certain amount of silver, a dinner had more. The Meiri says in Kedushin, a puta also had silver. It had bamisen, it had Achatzi soira kesef. The value of a pute is the weight of a half a barley. They used to melt the silver into the nechoshes, and it was whitened. That means, but there was the silver content. Now, we have to understand there's a poshut alumnus to this. Because you can't have a matbeya of silver that has such a small amount of silver, and it should be yetzer by itzo. So they put the silver, so they needed a tzura of a matbeya, so that they made out of nechoshes, but the value, it seems the nechoshes, was only a hechet timtzim to have a matbeya that has this amount of silver. It seems it wasn't worth more, I mean, chayshus plus silver, because mistame the money it would take to separate the silver from the chayshus, it's not worthwhile. But al kaponim, so that's what the Meiri says. The Meiri says this in the beginning of Kedushin. So Meile, so could be very good. Could be that's pshat and Rashi. Ve'ema priti, ve'toyma sheyiten loy nechoshes. Maybe it means he should give 100 putas. Aye, it says kesef. Because in the 100 putas is also kesef. There's matbeye with kesef in it. Fakert, so could be that's pshat in the kesef. Maybe Rashi didn't like that, since the etzem matbeye is a matbeye shel nechoshes, so the kesef, that there's a silver content in the pruta, that's not mistava, that we'd call that meya kesef, meya kesef.
So Mamela Satsa Rashi maybe says the second Pshat.
Zot Taisvis Ve'ima Nasche Mahoche Mashme De Nasche Adife Mimois V'dinrim Shal Kesef.
That means we're talking about money. He can give whatever silver coin he wants. Moses ve'ema nascha. How do you know means coins? So it seems that nascha is better than silver coins. It has a greater value than the smaller silver coins.
The pchusa makushe, if we'll say that nascha is worth less, I'm going to say a piece of silver which will be less than the smallest coin. My kusha deinochanami, the koma mashi yilza magveyu, alabadi adife. Pafilochi poch veimanascha, kivin shekosu boy kesev stoma, le mashu shukhaim le madveya. My magveyu mashi yilza, the mashi tle madveya apochus fakel. So the Gemara's kasha was, that means kesev, the taich kesev means silver, that's the taich kesev. Meya kesev means meya pieces of silver. So Mamela, even though it seems there was a standard weight of pieces of silver, and there would be more, but that's the mashmois. Kesev does not mean money, it means silver.
Zog the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabon. Now, we have to understand, Amar Rapope priti de kasper loy of the inchi. It seems the Gemara's machadish, the matbeya kesev means a matbeya shel kesev. So, Mamele, in that zikha, there's no shatspruta of kesev. So, that's why it can't be a pruta, a shal nechoshes, or 100 prutas of nechoshes to pay up with kesev. It seems the mashmois is in Matbeya Shel Kesef, which is completely Kesef. Tanu Rabbonon. Meredik Aloch is here. Lo Ilom Yidder Odom Be'eretz Yisrael. Afilu Be'ir Sherubo Oivdei Keichovim. Ayodir Be'chutz Lo'ots Afilu Be'ir Sherubo Yisrael. Is Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Shekol ador be'eretz Yisrael doimer kemi sheyesh loy elaka. V'chol ador b'chutz l'oretz doimer kemi she'ein loy elaka. Shenema losis lochem es eretz kenoan liyois lochem lelikim. So a mele, even though we're looking around the neighborhood, this is Reiv Akum, this is Reiv Yisrael, but the Anhoges HaMokim, the Ashgoches HaMokim, would seem that Tavke and Eretz Kenan. That's who the Rebbein Shlom. V'chol she'nidor ba'oretz ein lo yalaka. It seems that it's no Ashkoch, I think. Elolei Moloch. Kol ador b'chutzlos ki lo oived avedis keichovim. Chaim b'dovid hu oimer ki gershuni hayoim mistapeyach b'nachlas Hashem. Lei Moloch avoid alihim acherim. V'chi mi oma loy ledovid leich avoid alihim acherim. Elolei Moloch. Kol ador b'chutzlos ki lo oived avedis keichovim.
V'chima, look what Rashi says, V'chima yomol el David Kain, Abnei sheyitzoch lebroyach, V'lotzis meretz Yisrael, Amalach moye v'lochish. So that's why Mr. Peyach, Leimu leich avoid aleim acherim. Zuk te gemore, Rab Zeire have kamishtamet minei de Rab Yehude. Rab Zeire was trying to avoid confronting or seeing Rab Yehuda. the boy lemeisek le'eretz Yisrael. Rav Zeira wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Yehuda held that it's also to go to Eretz Yisrael. What does Rashi say? The boy Rav Zeira lemeisek Rav Yehuda moiche biyodai. Lahoch yave mishtamet minei, that he shouldn't, there shouldn't be a confrontation and he should force him not to go. Well, Rashi says in other places, Rabbi Yudale Svirale, Biyori Penigzerol of Milele, so therefore he avoided him. To Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Kolo Eile, Mibovel Eretz Yisrael, Oive Be'asei. A person who leaves Bovel to go to Eretz Yisrael is Oive Be'asei, Midivrei Nevi'im, Shenema, Bovela yuvo vishomo yiyu, that they'll come to Bovel and they should remain in Bovel. Ad yoim pogdi yoisam, no'um Hashem, you're not allowed to leave Bovel. The Rav Zeira, what did Rav Zeira do with this posik? Ahu b'chlishoris ksib. This posik is speaking about the klishoris, not about people. It seems that Abzeir is right in this Nakuda, that the Pesukim are speaking about the Klishorets. Rabbi Yehuda ksiv kro achine, ishbaiti eschem, Benois Rishlaim Bitzvois Oy Ba'ailois Asod Ntirum Tairum Mestam of Rabbi Zeira Hu Shloyalu Yisrael Bechoimo. So Trashi Shloyalu Bechoimo Yachad Biyad Chazoke. That means that's a Hashbo, that's a Shvue, that to go betkifis to Eretz Yisrael, that not. Kichayme, how to say, that means with force. Kozma, we're in Golas, we have to be in Golas. B'Rishayin Ha'umis, we can go, but not B'chayme. Chab Yehuda, Ishbati Achine Ksiv, there's another Ishbati. Rab Zeira Humi Boile Lechab Yoisi Berab Chanine. The Omar Gimur Shvus Halolo Lome Achash Loyalo Yisrael Bechoimo. Achash Sheishbia Kadish Bolchwas Yisrael Shloyim Rudu Bumisoilo. It shouldn't be Meirit. Then goal is they should remain there. They shouldn't be built. Ba'achash yishbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu asayim dekei chovim shlo yishtabdu ben bi Yisrael yeser midai.